You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Lachlan McDonald, the CEO at The Mobile Project, a supply chain and logistics company that leverages blockchain technology to make it easier to move things from A to B. Mr. McDonald, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
And you're most welcome. So for starters, tell us, what are the common problems that you see across different industries dealing with Mobile Project?
Sure. So I guess particularly in the supply chain space, everyone has spent an absolute bomb or a ton of money on implementing really fancy ERP architecture and doing lots and lots of training to try and get people to utilize the tech that the company's invested in, but it seems to always fall down when there's ever a transaction that needs to go outside the little bubble the company is in, or when there is more than one person involved in the chain. So obviously for a supply chain, that's a really key problem. So I've worked with my background at BHP Billiton and Boston Consulting and doing consulting with my own firms, has worked with companies up to $10, $15 billion a year in annual revenue. They have the same supply chain kind of core issues, just on a much larger scale, as much smaller companies with only $100 million a year in revenue. Oftentimes, they're actually worse. The supply chains are more complex. There's more people involved. They're struggling with the technology instead of being enabled by it. So everyone just accepts this kind of latent capacity in the system, and oftentimes they'll pay extra to make sure things aren't late instead of getting the plan right up front.
So how do you solve a problem, and what are you looking for?
So I think in solving this particular problem, I tried to really get to the root of what was driving the complexity and the approach to risk. So I did several projects with key clients on both sides of a supply chain. So I worked with Glencore, who is one of the world's largest mining companies, and BHP Billiton, who is the biggest. Then I actually went and had a executive level, C-level role at Hastings Steering, which is one of the largest cat dealers in the world. And they had the exact same issues, and those three companies are customers and clients of each other. And I could see that if we were able to solve this gap with the intermediary being the transport and logistics companies themselves, then there'd be benefits for all three of those actors. And oftentimes it was poor planning up front on behalf of the person that needed a part for a mining truck, for example, that actually had a knock-on effect all the way through how efficient the warehouses are, when the trucks actually ran, and how quickly the order could get back to that mine site. And to try and reduce that risk, everybody would be paying express rates all the time. So trucks would be kind of flying out left, right, and center. And one of the most interesting things I found was that there's an average of probably 100 parts orders an hour that go from the main location in Brisbane out to the main mining location way out in the outback. And no one was even consolidating those onto the same truck. So we had all these different trucks going throughout the day. So MOVA really is aimed at trying to be the trust architecture for this movement ecosystem. So it actually makes it easier to connect customers and clients and their intermediaries. And it gives real-time performance incentives through track and trace technology and also through a commercial incentive. So if it's not delivered on time, you don't pay the full rate. But if you've got a really good performing vendor, you can actually pay them a bonus. So if you can reduce the risk premiums and have greater visibility over everything that's connected in your supply chain, and both customer and client are utilizing the platform for their orders, our platform will be able to amalgamate those orders and increase the efficiency for them, and they've got that fallback that they've got the variable rate structure and real-time incentives if something goes wrong. So everyone's incentivized to do what they say they will do.
Now, Mr. McDonald, taking that a little further, what are the key challenges that the mining industry has with its supply chain?
Sure. So I guess mining all over the world, but particularly in Australia, is one of the I guess, most heavy industries you can get into. So a surface cut operation, for example, in the Hunter Valley, which is about 6 hours from the ocean in New South Wales, has 35 open cut coal mines and about 10 underground coal mines. And some of those coal mines will move over 150 million tons of material a year. So the trucks they use are 400 tons, the excavators are 1,000 tons, they have thousands of staff. And all of those trucks essentially run on several thousand customized or special parts, usually. Now, if they don't have the right part at the right time, that truck goes down. And that has a knock-on effect throughout the entire mine. That means they run too many trucks. They've got the excavators aren't as productive. They get more people. And that ripples all the way throughout the industry. So not only are these quite huge enterprises where a supply chain having the right parts is an Achilles heel because you're trying to maximize the tons you can get out of the ground, but also they're usually quite remote and they're also competing for the same talent and resources. So a platform or an ecosystem that actually gives reduces the barriers to getting better transport providers where you can see their actual performance. So the one that I've always heard when a truck's late is, oh, we've hit traffic. Well, using Mova, you can tell what time they left the depot and how long the trip actually took. So that takes the guesswork out of it and gives these companies facts. And it powers the guys in the warehouse to actually do their job right. And our philosophy is, if it works for the guy in the warehouse at 3 a.m. who's, you know, totally stuffed and is just trying to get home to his family, then it will deliver real cash to those businesses. So they're incredibly large, they're usually very remote, and just having missing one $10 part can shut down a $5 million machine.
Certainly an interesting industry, no doubt. Today we're joined by Mr. Lachlan McDonald, the CEO at the Mova Project, a supply chain and logistics company that leverages blockchain technology to make it easier to move things from A to B, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. McDonald, how has the increasing pace of change and technology impacted or disrupted your clients?
That's an awesome question. So the tricky thing is, well, I guess one of the main things that I have noticed is the larger the client, the less quickly or nimbly they can move to adapt to new technology. So the largest mining companies in the world are utilizing SAP and systems that were designed over 30 years ago. And oftentimes I hear the same things coming up in meetings all the time. Everyone from the people that actually do the digging themselves and the drilling up to the people in the boardroom. And they're often lamenting that if only I had something that could do this. And the crazy thing is there's actually a huge amount of innovation that's occurring within Silicon Valley and elsewhere to build these kinds of tools, but they're not optimized for these heavy industry use cases or for those kind of scales. So I think there's a huge gap in between having these really large companies able to leverage that kind of technology and the technology companies really building products that are specifically aimed at relieving the stresses of these large companies. And you know, the larger the company, the larger the bureaucracy. So I think will lead to true disruption at this level is something that has a measurable cash impact that you can, you know, the proof is in the pudding and is actually easier to implement and makes the people's lives that actually operate the equipment easier. They're really the metrics for success. If it's complex to roll out, if it doesn't really add value to the people that run the actual organization and the business, and if you can't measure the cash benefit and it's quite a nebulous sales pitchy type set of benefits, then it's never really going to go anywhere. So I think that these huge companies, resource companies, are up the top of the Fortune 500. Some of them are worth over $100 billion, and they're probably 20 years behind leveraging some of the most innovative tech that is actually coming down the pipe in America and elsewhere. And I think if they get those three things right, then there'll be huge benefits for the mining company and also a greatly increased market for people that are looking to disrupt it.
Well, Mr. McDonald, certainly has been great to have had you, and certainly appreciate all the information and details shared here today on behalf of the MOVA project. In conclusion, and taking a look at leadership, very important to business, obviously, what are the common traits of leaders as you see it?
This is excellent question, so thank you. So the common thing that I have seen in my time from either the Army, working my way up from the ground floor to an executive position, is that people trust other people that do what they say they will do. So they lead by example. They're the guys that will stay back and help someone after closing time just to help them. They're not seeking a benefit. They're not seeking kind of anything out of it. And that kind of credibility allows people, regardless of title or influence within official influence within a organization, to really have that soft influence that counts. So I've seen many people that were essentially entry-level positions, but because they had really led by example and done what they said they would do, they ended up having influence all the way up to the C-suite in the boardroom. People looked at them for how they were acting, and they trusted what they said, and they trusted that the advice they were giving was important, and it was really around those behavioral qualities. So, I mean, there's many different kinds of leadership and styles, and I think the one common thread through being an introverted or extroverted leader, or someone that focuses on trust or focuses on having a very clear plan, et cetera, and delegating, is that ability to lead by example and become that trusted voice up or down in a negotiation. And if you can get that in an organization, if you can get that, then I think that the keys to the castle are really yours.
Well, Mr. McDonald, certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and really appreciate all the information shared here today. Where can listeners get all the details on the MOVA project, and how could they also be in touch?
Yeah, of course. So they can reach out directly to me on Twitter at Lockie McDonald or at MOVA Project on Twitter. We also have our website, which is www.movaproject.com. And I really enjoy engaging with the people that reach out to us. So please come check it out and tell me what you think.
Mr. McDonald, all the best. And thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Really appreciated your time today.
Cheers, mate. Have a good one. Thanks.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Lachlan McDonald, the CEO at the MOVA Project, a supply chain and logistics company that leverages blockchain technology to make it easier to move things from A to B. And to learn more, visit movaproject.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.